We are joined on the show by Corey Kohach, who is the general manager of the Nutana Curling Club, because starting on Wednesday, it is the Sasstal Tankard Men's Provincial Playdowns, an event that generally gets hosted in arenas, larger venues than something like a curling club.
Yeah, you know, it's all about supply and demand and cost. You know, it costs a lot of money to put these events on in arenas. It's difficult for a community to give up their arena for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, like not having hockey and stuff like that, because hockey's so busy in all these places, to have these events. And
is that how long it takes to get the arena ready for this?
Well, by the time the ice makers come in and start, and then the whole event, and then the takedown. Yeah, like, you know, usually they're there a week before.
Yeah.
Okay. Get everything ready. So
when we're doing the Nutana Curling Club, how long a preparation does that take for you? How much work goes into hosting this?
Oh, it's a lot of work, but we had such a great committee and everybody was so organized, and, you know, you hope that it comes together the way you planned it. And it did this time, you know, like we had our leagues ran until Friday night at 7 o'clock. So they were done by 9 o'clock. And as soon as they got off, Lawrence, our ice maker, was flooding the ice, all 8 sheets, to prepare for this. So all the sheets had to be flooded and ready to go to start moving things in on Saturday morning.
I guess, you know, we shouldn't overlook the members are giving up their ice time here for the next until this tankard is over too. So I guess they deserve a little credit for this.
Yeah, you know, it's quite enjoyable. We got such a great membership base at our club. Mm-hmm. We had our volunteer appreciation night last night, and 125 volunteers in our little club. Our lounge was packed. Nice. You know, myself as the manager, and Daryl McKee and Arlen Hall, the two co-chairs, we bartended last night. So it was so much fun to see everybody there and enjoying what we've set up. And it's been enjoyable to set up. It's been a lot of work, but it's also been a lot of fun.
So the Nutana Curling Club is going to be hopping this weekend.
It is. It's going to be really busy. We have a feeling, you know, we have on ice seating down each side of the, like, oh, really? An arena, VIP box seating behind the glass upstairs and downstairs. We have our migraine exchange lounge out on the ice, or out beside the ice. I guess it wouldn't be on the ice, but yeah, out beside the ice. And, you know, so there's lots of opportunity for people to come and enjoy the games.
I give you full credit. You've taken this to the next level.
We have. You know, that's kind of the challenge, you know. People expect these things to be in arenas, and they're like, well, it's kind of a downgrade or a slap in the face of the curlers to having a curling club. So the pressure was on us to show them that people are wrong, and the players know, because the players curl at our club and they know the quality of our ice and what they get when they come there. But the general curling fans and everybody else didn't really know. And, you know, to be honest, you know, it was something new for us too. So we accepted the challenge, and it's going to be a great event.
Now, our ticket to you can get day passes. Are they still available?
So the day passes, right now, because the event's going to start on Wednesday, just about everything will be purchased at the door.
Okay.
We didn't really pre-sell any day passes. The only ones that we pre-sold were the full event passes. But you could still get those, and they'll be available at the door. So anybody that wants to come and watch and, you know, take a look at the schedule when the games are, either on the Curl Sask website or on the Nutana Curling Club website, you'll be able to see the draws, and you can come down and get the tickets at the door.
And I think it's worth revisiting again. So there is going to be seating within the curling facility. Like, when I think of the curling club, the Nutana Curling Club, I'm just thinking up in the lounge, you know, looking out over the glass. But you actually have seating down on the ice.
Yeah, so there's 4 sheets of ice, and down sheet number 1 and down sheet number 4, there's going to be bleachers and seating out there. So they'll be,
wow,
you know, it'll you know, when people see it, it'll look like an arena. So we hope those seats get filled, and it'll be quite an event.
Absolutely. Well, you've done a ton of work, to you and to all your volunteers and your committees and your members, and I'll wish you nothing but the best. We're looking forward to the Sasstal Tankard.
The Tankard, yeah, and the winner gets to go to the Brier in Regina, and all the players are excited. So, yeah, we're excited to get going. Thank you.
That is Corey Kohach, General Manager of the Nutana Curling Club.